Do you like being a gangster?
London in the 1960s. Everyone had a story about the Krays. They were twins.
Do you think we look alike?
Reggie was a gangster prince of the East End. Ron Kray was a one-man mob.
Your brother is a violent, paranoid schizophrenic. What I'm trying to tell you is that he's off his rocker.
Well, no.
It was time for the Krays to enter gangster legend.
London is going to be the Las Vegas of Europe. We need someone to front and someone to muscle. Azalu, come to Philadelphia.
She a nice girl.
We'll get it for you.
I prefer boys.
Italians.
Sometimes Greek, but I am not prejudiced.
You got some balls to admit that, kid.
Me and my brother, we're going to rule London.
You could go straight.
Life isn't always the way we want it to be.
Things are getting completely out of control, and the American Mafia may also be involved.
What exactly are you doing about it?
Oh, you can't do a gangster British film set in the 60s without having your man Tom Hardy play the lead character in this bitch. Damn this dude. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm throwing it out there right now. Tom Hardy, James Bond, next man. Pick him as that. That's all I got to say. This guy just oozes James Bond charisma. Even when he's playing a bad guy in this film, twice the trouble too. People, we talking about a legend. And if anybody knows about this, it's about the, you know, the, of course, the twin brother, Kray, Ronald and Reginald Kray film. Tom Hardy playing dual roles here in both the brothers. And we haven't seen something like this since The Social Network with Armie Hammer. And Tom Hardy just blows Armie Hammer's performance out the trash. I'm talking like this guy is just... He's one of the best working actors today, people. You know him, you'll love him, you're but people. So, like I said, we got Tom Hardy playing Ronald and Reginald Kray. And basically, it's set in the 1960s area. And basically, we're seeing the rise and fall of London's most notorious gangsters, Reggie and Ron Kray. Like I said, both portrayed by Tom Hardy. And it's pretty much a classic crime thriller, taking us into the secret history of the 1960s and the extraordinary events of the infamous of the Kray twins. But go ahead and start this off. You know, we got Tom Hardy and we got Emily Browning narrating, which we're going to get in that. Emily Browning, she's playing Frances Shea here, and she narrates in between the films every now and then. And, she pops up in the first, I want to say, 5-10 minutes of the film when Tom Hardy gets done handing, and this is as Reggie, or Reginald, if you will, Reggie Kray. He has the cops that are watching him. He hands them a cup of coffee or tea and says, hey, drink this. They didn't want it, so he pours it out and says, you can follow me, but I plan on walking. And the charm right off the bat is just there. It's nonstop right there. You just like, I already like this movie. Then next, you know, he went to go pick up, his right-hand man, his driver, Frank, and that's when he runs into Emily Browning's character, and my God, you want to talk about sweeping the panties off a girl on the first meetup? Tom Hardy swept this girl's drawers off. Matter of fact, I was shaking in my chair. I was like, damn, dude, I was like, hold on, let me check inside my pants real quick. I think I lost my drawers right now, or whatever. That dude literally took the candy. Let me do my worst Tom Hardy voice here, or whatever. What are you eating on right there, miss? Oh, so I forgot what the fuck she said. Some lemon candy or something like that. He takes it from her mouth, puts it in his mouth, chews on it, and she tells him, oh, you're not supposed to chew on it. And he goes, I'm a little impatient, and I like to get right to the center of the piece. I was like, oh, people, you can't see this, but I just unbuttoned another shirt up in here because it just got fucking hot up in here. And he gave her that wink in there. I was like, ooh, this man, oh, good Lord, fuck me, Tom Hardy, now. Fuck me now. Oh, yeah, you knew them panties was dropping sooner or later. And it's funny because, you know, the cops are watching from a distance as Reginald Cray. He's just walking the streets, shaking everybody's hand. Everybody's saying, oh, hey, Reggie, how's it going? You know, he's. And it's funny because the cops are saying, they're scared to pick up a phone to call the police, but they'll talk to a damn gangster in the middle of the deadline. It's like, yeah, because that gangster is Tom Hardy. That's why. So, obviously, we know where this goes. Him and Reggie and Emmy Brown, they pretty much fall for each other. And everyone's telling her, at least in her family, well, at least her mother is, you know, he's a gangster. He's all this and stuff. He owns a couple of clubs, and, of course, he's doing dirty business. The later the movie goes on, you start to realize he's more in love with his gangster business than he is with her. And that's mainly because of his crazy-ass brother, Ronald Cray, which you see in the trailer, which I just rewatched the trailer right now. That trailer looks a lot of fun, I gotta say. Ronald Cray, who he somehow got him out of a mental institute, and the therapist or the doctors, they're just saying, I beg you, Reggie, please leave him in here. He's off his rockers. He's got paranoid schizophrenic. He's a paranoid schizophrenic and everything or whatever. And he has this thick Cockney accent that is just, it's almost kind of scary in a way, but yet it's funny as fuck. And then you later find out that he's gay. But the thing is, they don't even lay the gay on him that hard or whatever. Like, it just comes out of nowhere. It's like the subtlety of it or whatever. Because, when did it first, I want to say when he first met Emily Browning's character. Who, by the way, Emily Browning, she's just fucking adorable in this film. We're going to get into her in a little bit, but. But, yeah, I forgot. I think, well, you see in the trailer, too, when he was just like, oh, we need to come down to Brooklyn and get you a nice Italian girl. And he was like, I prefer a boy. Yeah, Italian is fine, whatever, but, you know, Greek or whatever. I don't discriminate. And the whole theater just started laughing. That shit had us rolling. And, you know, Ronald is, let's just say, he wants to be one of those typical gangsters. He's like, you know, I'll shoot first, ask questions later. He's the crazier one, or so we come to think later in the film goes. And he's kind of the one that keeps Reggie involved with this because, you know, even his mother is like, we're all family. You know, we got to stick together no matter what we do and shit. So he really has hard beliefs in that and stuff. These are the most proper fucking gangsters you'll ever meet because they're drinking tea constantly. And they're fucking, even Tom Hardy, Reggie, he doesn't even cuss in front of Emily Browning's character. He doesn't like violence in front of her. He tries to avoid doing this type of work in front of her at all costs. But, you know, the later, you know, he starts to get arrested a couple of times. You know, Emily Browning, she's starting to say, you know, it's getting worse. I mean, he's even threatening women, talking to them. Because I know there was when Ronald killed some dude in a bar, she had asked Reggie, what did you do to keep their mouth shut? And he looked at her and said, I told her, think about your children's future, you know, and stuff like that just starts getting worse throughout the film. So she starts taking pills and stuff like that to the point because she's talking about I can't sleep at night. He's never home. He's always out doing business work. God knows what else he's doing. He's murdering people and stuff. And then, you know, later in the film, she ODs on pills. And she pretty much, because there's a scene where Tom Hardy pretty much gets drunk, rape her. Tom Hardy, Reggie Cray. He rapes her, hit her a couple of times, and she decides to leave. Tom Hardy tries to sweet talk her back, but she just decides to OD on pills and saying, I just can't escape you, so I'm just going to take my own life. And Reggie Cray, he just starts to lose his shit even more. I mean, he's almost in a trance to the point where he just doesn't give a fuck anymore. He's more reckless than his brother now at this point. And then pretty much the movie wraps up by saying they both got arrested. Reggie was arrested for 30 years, died in 2001, if I'm not mistaken, from cancer. And his brother Ronald, he died in 1995. I think it was of a heart attack, if I'm not mistaken. And that's pretty much the synopsis of the movie, if you will. So basically, you just get another gangster movie that's a rise and fall. Now, the positive I gotta say is, I absolutely loved Tom Hardy in this film. I mean, you know, the thing about the twins and the Social Network is, which he did a fantastic job of doing that, but they were damn near the same person, if you will. I think the best thing that Tom Hardy does is, and I love this poster too, one is blue and white, and there's another one that's black and white as well, which really is a whole yin-yang thing here. And what Tom Hardy does so great is he manages to add a different set of personality to both these characters. It's almost fucking impressive what he does in here. I mean, you know, you've got Reggie, who's the one with Emily Browning. He's the smooth, clever, romantic, and calculated type. He's the brains of the operation. Where you have Ronald is like the fearsome, eyes bulging out of his head type that, you know, when you walk in the room, you see him, you like, oh, shit, what crazy shit is going to happen now, you know? And the way he's able to portray this performance on screen at the same time with both brothers in the same room together is fucking incredible, man. I got to say, man, I don't think it's, I mean, especially since the, I'm going to give into the movie's not really that great, people. Because the first hour, I'm with it. This movie is almost, it's 2 hours long. It's over a little bit over 2 hours. I think it's like 2 hours and 11 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. It's a little over 2 hours. And that first hour is fucking incredible. I'm laughing. I'm having a good time. There's even a scene where they're in this bar and this gang comes in and threatens, because Reggie and Ronald, the only two in here, and threaten them saying, you know, we're going to beat you to death pretty much. And Ronald pulled some joke like he pretends like he's pretty much crazy, leaves the bar, but then he comes back with two fucking big ass hammers and he sneaks in, they don't see him. And then Reggie, he's putting on some fucking brass knucks and he's just like, well, if you're coming here to beat me, I'll make sure to fight back then. And they whoop these dudes out. I mean, it's a brutal ass fight scene, especially with these hammers and these brass knucks. And there's even a scene where Tom Hardy's just beating on this fat dude. You see it in the trailer, he's constantly going at it was just fucking awesome. You're laughing. You feel the drama, the tension here. But, oh, and I gotta say, even in the beginning, the music they played in here, man, this film was directed by, what's his name? Brian Helgeland, who did 42. He directed that movie. He's more of a writer than he is a director, but 42 was his last film. And I gotta say, he really did capture the 60s pretty damn well. The music, the costumes, everything about it was just great. Tom Hardy, he was damn near wearing James Bond suits throughout this whole film. And that's Reggie Cray. And the thing about him playing a gangster, too, he had that walk and everything. Like, everything about him was just screaming gangster, smooth, and charismatic. It's just like everything you saw him, you just like, my God, even the way he held the cigars and smoked the cigarettes and stuff like that. Just flat out perfect. The guy just ooze charisma like a motherfucker. I mean, that is the best positive about this whole movie. Tom Hardy. But then an hour passed. And you really realize that, okay, this movie is kind of incoherent now. The structural, and it's probably, most likely it's the director's fault. The structure of this film is kind of all over the place. Because especially once it gets past that hour, that middle half really dragged along. It really made the movie feel long. And the sad part is there's Tom Hardy performances, moments in there, but then there's parts where it goes back to Emily Browning and these other characters and back here and the police and stuff like that. And you kind of, it just felt incoherent and not put together structurally well. And matter of fact, there's even a long gap scene where you don't even see Emily Browning on screen anymore. And you just see, and it'll pop back to her laying in bed, hearing noises from upstairs because they live downstairs from fucking Tom Hardy, Reggie's crazy ass brother Ronald, and he hears the parties going on late night and stuff, and it just pops back to her with her eyes open, staring at the ceiling, popping a pill, and then it would just go back into some gangster shit. So that whole thing, matter of fact, and even with that, because Emily Browning, she has such a, I'm not gonna say a strong presence, but she had somewhat of a presence as if she was gonna be a bigger part of the film. And she does become a bigger part of the film. It's just that middle half really took her out. Matter of fact, she was gone for so long in that middle half of the film that you kind of, when it got to the third act, and which it did pick up, you kind of look and go like, I honestly don't know where this story is going. And I don't mean that in a good way neither. I mean, like, I don't know how this is going to wrap up in a good way, because that middle half was so fucking cliched and structurally handled wrong that it was just like, I'm not really feeling this or whatever. And matter of fact, not to mention, sometime in the middle half, it gets a little boring as well. So the time length of this is definitely wrong. So, you know, but once Emily Browning ODs on the pills and she dies from it, Tom Hardy, man, his performance excels. And I'm talking about his Reggie Cray, too. These Cray brothers, you know, they just, it's something about them in this movie. I don't know what it was. It's one of those performances in this movie where you wish it was better than what it was. And I was hoping for a better movie, I'm not going to lie. And I really wish that middle half wasn't even in this film, because I was having such a good time. And it easily could have barely been on my best of list. But man, it really did take a nosedive in that second act. It did pick itself up a little bit in the third act, but I don't think the third act was nowhere near as strong as the first act. And the thing about the third act, too, which made the third act pick itself up, was the death of Emily Browning and how Reggie Cray would handle that. And the way he handled it, ended up stabbing some dude at the party and shit like that. And, you know, which is fucking awesome, actually, because what's his name? Ronald's crazy ass wanted their, I guess, their consultant, if you will. Because he's a paranoid schizophrenic. They said at the beginning of the movie, narrating, it's just like, he always thought their consultant was plotting something against him. This dude didn't fucking plot shit against him, but he kind of, Ronald had this one dude that they show Tom Hardy beating his, oh, not Tom, well, Reggie Cray in this film, beating his ass throughout the whole film because he's constantly fucking up. Ronald hired him to kill this consultant. And failed, so this consultant in the hospital pretty much told the police everything they needed to know to get these guys in jail. And it had a nice little ending as far as the cinematography and the way it was shot with the music playing and everything, and I actually enjoyed that. It wasn't enough, it was good enough to go like, okay, my rating won't drop for another point, but it still sticks with this rating. And I'm gonna go ahead and wrap things up here. Tom Hardy's performance was incredible. I mean, there's no taking that away from him. Matter of fact, this is probably one of Tom Hardy's best performances. And, you know, it was hard to pick which one I liked more, because you got Ronald here who made me laugh a lot. And sometimes it was downright fucking scary on some of the shit he would say, because he's just like, I don't think he's fucking joking. And if I were you, I'd get the hell out of his way. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even talk to him. And then you got Reggie, who's so passionate and charismatic and stuff, but you can see his slow decline down into this underworld, especially when Emily Browning's death. You could tell, like, he was a man that just didn't give a fuck no more. So it kind of made him even scarier at some parts. Tom Hardy, man, that's what's so great about him, is he can portray so many facial performances. His facial reactions is pretty much the performances of this movie, especially towards the end of the film as well. Emily Browning, I thought she was good. She was just adorable herself. I thought the cast and the acting in here was great. Mainly, I think the biggest problem of the movie is the direction. The direction and half of the writing as well. The writing towards the middle gets kind of lazy, cliche. Like I said, structurally, is terribly formatted. So I'm just going to go with a plain old rent it. I think if you watch this at home, you'll probably enjoy yourself. You might even fast forward, though, because you'd be like, all right, get to the part where this dude takes one of the senators to a fucking gay orgy club and starts spanking some dude. Yeah, Ronald does that, people. And he's beating this dude on the ass with a fucking whip or something like that. It was the most craziest fucking scene I've ever seen. Matter of fact, that was probably the only good thing of that middle half. It was just like, I don't know if he's fucking with people or is he really, he's really into this gay orgy. But Tom Hardy, man, you are more than welcome to take a lemon drop from my mouth anytime you fucking want to. Put it back in your mouth and tell me you ready to get to the center, because damn, boy. Woo! Oh, my Lord. Panties just dropped right now.
We're going after the craze. You won't mind if I fight back, will you? Crime is your business. You don't want a war.
I do, actually.
Listen to yourself. You're nuts.
You hit me.
Yeah.
I come here for a proper shootout.
A shootout, right? It's a shootout!
Like a western.
Your brother, he's a loose cannon. We need you to do something about Ron.
I can't do that. He's my brother.